Welcome to the Grin Gets Real podcast, a show for marketers by marketers to talk shop and share insights on the ever-changing landscape of the digital world. My name is Katya, and I am your host on this exciting journey as we talk to our experts who join us. Now, my guest today was the GM and head of growth, where as the company's first growth hire, she built a team from scratch and helped Wish expand to be the number one shopping app in over 40 countries with over 100 million monthly active users. She is served on Y Combinator's Growth Council and is an advisor to Quincy, Spring, Lyft, and Pinterest. So put your AirPods in, turn up that volume, and get ready for my guest today, Frost Lee, founder of Social Chat. Frost, welcome to the Grin Gets Real podcast. I am excited to have you on. I'm excited about our topic, live shopping.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited for the conversation as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's get started with having you share a little bit about yourself and just kind of your area of expertise. Lay the groundwork for our listeners before we dive into all things live shopping.
Absolutely. My name is Frost. I'm the founder of Social Chat, and we are a live shopping solution for e-commerce companies overall. And I've been working in e-commerce and social media for the last 10 years at the companies people know about, like Twitter, Pinterest, Wish, and a bunch of other companies.
I love it. And you're very well versed in live shopping, not only because you started Social Chat, but before we had even gotten on, we started diving real deep into all things live shopping. And this is definitely one of the areas that I'm really passionate about because it's something that I see more brands needing to do in the future to stay connected. But before we even dive into that part, I want to start with the basics. What is live shopping? And I know that may sound like a simple question, but what is live shopping? What are we talking about when we're talking that?
Yeah, absolutely. So just imagine when we were shopping in person, we can see the name of the product with the store sales representative really demoing. How do we pair different products together? How do we use it? And we are just bringing that components very naturally online. So as we are shopping in a store, instead of just looking at a catalog, there is an expert really demoing all these different products with us. We can ask questions in real time, they answer, and then you can just directly shop with all the products they are introducing to us right there. So that's why we call live shopping, not only because it's live streaming, but also there's like a live component into Q&A, into interactions, into like the right card checkouts.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to dig into kind of the execution of live shopping. So when we're talking about this, why do you think that live shopping even works?
Yeah, because I think that it's really just human nature, right? So like imagine we shop, we want to see how this product is really used in practice. How do we pair all these differently instead of just reading a catalog? We want interactions.
Yeah.
We want to see people, how they use it, and hear even other customers and other like experts of that area to tell us why it works. So I think number one is really just human nature. And number two is it really let user be able to make a decision right there. Instead of, let me email, let me like DM someone on social media, and that delay of information sometimes just make users no longer interested, right? Imagine we walk to a store and wherever we want to try on something or ask some question, they say, okay, I'll respond to you within 24 hours. We're not going to buy, right? And that's the experience online right now, unfortunately, and we can change that.
Yeah. So when you're talking about like just kind of those interactions, does live shopping afford the opportunity for the consumer who is watching the live to actually engage with the person who's running the live shopping, not just also shop like the products? Does that question make sense? So I'm kind of wondering, what's that level of engagement when you are going live?
Yeah, definitely. So it's not only the person's demo in the product, right? Just like in real life, even when we're going to an in-store event, when the person is demoing all different products, they need people to be able to ask questions and to have interactions and then answer that. So that's the same component for live shopping online. And thanks to technology, we can easily have like real-time messaging, real-time audio transferring, just like how we are talking and we are not in the same location. So that just works the same way as live shopping. So we don't have to drive an hour away to go to a shopping mall to have that level of interaction, like you just said, with the host or the expert.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear your take on a good execution of live shopping. Like, how long should it be? How many people should be there? Is it like, when we talk about live shopping, I am picturing like a rack of clothes and then I'm pulling them from the rack and I'm just showing you like this product and then I'm putting it down. It doesn't feel very engaging. So I'm wondering, like, what's a really good execution of a live shopping situation? How long should it be?
Yeah, I would love to share one of my personal experience attending one of our partners' live shopping event, and I really learned a lot. And there are skincare brand, and I'm obsessed with skincare. But I just always don't really understand because I'm not a chemistry major. So I don't really know all these amazing products with all these active ingredients. Some of them I can only use during the day. Some of them I should only use at night. Some of them cannot be used together.
Yeah.
And like, how do I really apply this? So it makes sense. So during that 30 to 45 minute session, I really not only learn about their product, I really learn a lot like how to take care of my skin. And I feel that it's a really win-win situation because the customers really get educated and have higher confidence of how to use the product well.
Yeah.
So they see better results and therefore they become more loyal and actually purchase a product that way. So I think that's a really good example of showcase the product, answering the questions, and rebuilding the relationship as well.
It's almost like executing a live FAQ call or a live FAQ event with someone. Now, do you see that brands are more successful, or I guess maybe it doesn't matter if they're more successful. I would imagine it depends on the product and the brand, but should I bring on 10 different items to a live shopping? Should it be themed? Or can you go live with just one product and kind of conduct it like an FAQ? Have you seen a variety of different executions of a live shopping experience on a website?
Yes. So I've seen brands that only really introducing one new product and that very hero product.
Interesting.
And like we just said, because they are explaining why this works and how this can really be used in your daily life. So for example, one of the brand that we're just talking about, VR, virtual reality headset, and they were just introducing this headset and telling you, oh, this is so light. How do you pair this? How do you do yoga with it? So that really works out well because users learn, oh, I can use it not only playing games. So they attract a lot of more customers. And I've also seen brands, they launch the entire series of their spring collection. So I just attended one of them. They were showing me these 10 different very popular sneakers of the spring. And I learned so much about how to pair sneakers with my different jeans. So that also works. And I got customers want to, they have more choices. Right? They have different lifestyle and they decide, okay, which one works well for me? And please show me how you do all this styling and all this pairing.
So it really does sound like live shopping is great because I of course always think of everything from like a marketing funnel perspective. I think from what I'm hearing you say that it pairs well in like that middle of funnel, that education stage of your customers. So if you're trying to retarget people to go back to your website, this is a great way to educate them and engage with them on your website where they can purchase. And then they can answer, or you as a brand can then answer a ton more questions. Now, how would
I mean, would you say that's accurate? All of that stuff, like it's really great for the middle of funnel?
Absolutely. I also want to add on one quick point, which is when we are shopping in the store, sometimes we really don't like a salesperson just following us everywhere. But when it's so online, this is really subtle because as people are attending live shopping sessions, our machine learning model is actually listening quietly and non-intrusively. So we learn what part the customer, that particular customer is most engaging, which pages they are viewing, what actions they are taking. And like you said, when we retarget them, when we follow up, we are with all this personal approach based on their interest level and their reaction. But it doesn't feel like we are following them. So they feel like fine.
And it's very sneaky. Yeah, it's very sneaky.
Yeah, everyone likes to be personalized, but they don't want that, you know, intention.
The like pressure. Yeah, it's the pressure. Like, I want to go to you if I have a question. And I think live shopping kind of gives you the ability to do that. And so far, we're just talking about live shopping that's hosted on your website and gaining insights from that. You know, with especially the pandemic, I don't know. Are we saying that we're out of the pandemic? Are we still in it? Are we on the tailwind? I'm not really sure where we're at, but it definitely shifted the way consumers shopped, right? Because we couldn't go to a store. So I think, you know, we've shifted the way we're thinking of it as well, too. So I'm kind of wondering, do you think that it is something that is here to stay, this shift to live shopping, even though we have stores open now? Do you think this is always going to be a part of it that can really help brands reach out to a broader consumer base?
Yeah, this definitely here to stay for several different reasons. But I think one of the main reasons is the users actually really do gain expertise across the country.
Yeah.
Right? Like they really hear from the top experts instead of, well, I'm just going to a local store and they may or may not have the products I want in stock.
Yeah.
This person may or may not be the expert of this product line to show me.
Yeah.
And I went to school in Michigan. I would say also I really didn't miss at all. I have to drive an hour to the closest shopping mall. You know, sometimes in like crazy snowy weather, I would rather just learn and I buy online. And it's if I get all the information I need already, that I really would not have a round trip of 2 hours. And I bet most of the customers think the same.
But you're preaching to the choir. I'm an Instacart queen. Anything that can be delivered to my door, I want it delivered to my door. And I think that's also why I'm really passionate about live shopping to begin with, because I also think from a generation, when I'm looking at the different generations and how they shop specifically, I think we're tapping into this next generation, you know, the Gen Zers who are so familiar with like the digital landscape and want things fast and want to be able to still connect and still have things fast and have all the things answered. But do you think there are particular types of shoppers that gravitate towards live shopping? Or do you think that it's an avenue for even the baby boomers?
Yeah, I love this question because one of our customers, they specifically sells anti-aging product.
Perfect.
And this is one of the cutest event ever. They invited one of their loyal customer.
Uh-huh.
He is 68 years old. And he was just sharing. No, it was wonderful. He was just sharing how he now looks into the mirror way more often by using their product. And I can tell you most of the participants of that were baby boomers. They were so engaging.
Yeah.
They bought a lot and they love the story he was telling. And that's not something they would get when they go to a store.
That's 100% true. And then you're able to share that story with just kind of the masses. If you were in the store, you may have like one person that may run into that individual to share that story. I love that. That's fantastic. I love to hear that it's across generations because, you know, we have a huge consumer base and I like to think that everybody can kind of access technology and access and shop and, you know, take part in these types of things like live shopping. Now, naturally, I always gravitate towards like, can I implement influencer marketing or can I ask my creator to be part of a live shopping event, which I think also takes it to the next level. Because I, of course, you know, if I had a store myself, there's one thing if I'm trying on the clothes, but there's another thing if I can bring on a couple of creators, super fans, if you will, much like this gentleman that you were talking about, to actually co-host with me. Like, what kind of benefits do you see to a brand to have or leverage influencers and creators as co-hosts during a live shopping event?
I think that really is really amazing. So what I saw are two major benefits when brands do that. One is when they have the influencer go live with them as a co-host on the site, all the influencers following actually come to the site instead of staying on the influencer's Instagram account or YouTube. So really for the brand, they can see the direct user acquisition benefits from hiring this influencer. Yeah, we have to talk in marketing. But two, what is even more amazing.
let's throw the marketing jargon in there for our listeners.
yeah, but I think the other thing that is really amazing is I think people do want to hear the domain experts.
Yeah.
Just in general. So they only not only want to hear how the brands talk about it, they also want to hear like, hey, you say you're a fashion brand. I want to hear this influencer who's always like sharing all these outfits of the day, say how they will pair your product.
Yes.
How they think about the quality of your cashmere.
Yeah.
Right. How easy is it to take care? Because a lot of brands, they specifically advertise about how premium their quality is.
Yeah.
So sometimes even it's not about pairing. It's really just about this really is a washable silk. And that actually also interests me a lot in those live shopping sessions with our partners.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to talk to someone who has actually washed it and can tell you what it feels like and looks like after the wash, you know, through the entire experience. Now, if I'm a brand listening, and let's say I'm totally sold, I want to implement a live shopping event on my website. My immediate question is, well, we already answered how long it should be. Well, actually, we didn't answer how long it should be. How long is a typical live shopping? Do you see that there's a sweet spot in the length of that live shopping event?
Yeah, I think it's usually the best around 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the nature of the brand.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. It's actually interestingly the same length when we go to a store, like at Nordstrom. That's usually how long they do an event as well. And the reason is the base timing is because users are not always there at the first minute.
Yes.
So having it for 30 minutes allow people to drop in and join and asking more questions and engaging at different moments.
Now, do you find that it's hard for people to engage? Actually, not hard for them to engage, but how much engagement is there during a live shopping event? I'm really curious about that because I know, and obviously my experience is coming from webinars and like putting on events for our community and whatnot, but it can be sometimes a challenge for someone to speak up and ask a question. Maybe they're a little shy about it, right? But how much engagement do you really see happening during these live shopping events? And is there something that you can do to help foster more engagement during these live shopping events?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one is I actually saw so many engagements from users. I think the difference is a lot of users, they may not want to show their face or like letting people hear their voice, but I have no problem just making a comment, like typing it in. And that kind of makes sense because a lot of users, they are, like you said, shy, right? They just want to answer their question to be answered, but they don't want to show their face, which is fine. And instead of, in the instance of like, how do we foster like different users to engage? I found out a few ways that are very organic. So number one is as they are just like talking through all different products, they actually are answering their most frequently asked questions of their mm-hmm. brand website and all these yeah. online forums already. So when they are talking about this, usually the customers who are attending were like, yes, I have the similar question, but with a twist. Can you also answer this?
Yeah.
And another thing that I found out that really triggered users to answer or ask questions a lot is really just by going through different use cases. So that yeah. gets users to feel, yes, that is me. And please okay. let me know. And that's the one concern I have before I click on the buy now button. Right. So those are the most organic ways. But of course, we have other ways to foster users, such as, well, there's a coupon. You know, if you actually yeah. are the first 50 to comment, then you can get yeah. it. But the base conversion and the base questions asked are always through those organic ways.
I love it. Now, we've been talking about live shopping on a website. What is your thought on live shopping on social media? Because now every social media platform has a live shopping option. And now with shops and stores online or catalogs that are available online to be able to shop while you're watching this live event on social media is also there. I mean, what do you think is more beneficial? If there is one that's more beneficial, are you pro live shopping across the board, like website and social media?
Yeah, I think one component has to be right there. That is what really makes user feel the direct relationship with the brand.
Okay.
So to me, I always feel bringing a user to your website has so many benefits. Number one, they are in the environment of your brand. Mm-hmm. So when they register, that is the account with your brand. So you can actually follow up so much easier to keep the conversation going. Number two is they really recognize this is the products of the furry brand. So the brand recognition is out there, and it's also very easy for them to check out on the site and afterwards everything.
Yeah.
Basically the entire relationship is with the brand. I always talk about like the difference between users walk into your store versus a user buys it
yeah,
like TJ Maxx, or the user buys it at like a sales at a department store.
Yeah.
Right? It just feels different because they are buying your brand product, but they don't really, their brand association is, yeah, I went to TJ Maxx and I bought this, right? So the loyalty
yeah.
and I think attention are very different. But I really love all these trends of live shopping across the board. I think that's always better than not doing it. I'm always a big advocate of really bridging the experience with users. But I feel to hit home, we do need to bring them back to the store instead of keeping your users in TJ Maxx. That's my that's my true feeling.
Not that there's anything wrong with TJ Maxx. Not that there's anything wrong with TJ Maxx.
No, but why not?
Yeah. I think that, I mean, to your point, if you're a brand that's trying to build up your brand equity, you don't want to just be another item on the shelf or on the rack like they are in TJ Maxx versus really building up that brand equity and driving people to your website. Now, what should my website look like then? Because if I'm an e-commerce brand, maybe I'm not so focused on building out that website as robustly as I should. Maybe I'm not known as like an maybe I'm not known, or my website isn't known as a site where you can find education and do live shopping events. So are there suggestions for like a good layout for your website? Well, not a good layout because we probably don't have enough time for that, but like kind of what are the basics for your website that you should have that kind of, that creates a good environment for a live shopping event?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just has to be organic as well. So the way we implement it is when users are just browsing your product, when they are unsure based on their behavior, then we pop out and say, hey, would you like to learn more? As you are like clicking through between different pages and you are deciding, we're like, hey, do you want to hear about what's the difference between these two different products? So I guess the answer is it has to be organic based on users' action. And we show this educational and interactive component when they see their indecision and their desire to learn more information. So to them, it is, yes, right there. And I want to get it instead of it's like a forced action, exactly to your point.
So it sounds like what you're doing is, regardless of the website and the layout, if a consumer is going to your website, it sounded like you would be serving them pop-ups to get them to opt into, or not opt into, but to join a live shopping event. Am I understanding what you're saying correctly?
Yeah, so there are pop-ups, or we just insert anything that converts well or actually has good synergy on different pages as users are browsing automatically and dynamically, because it's kind of like a smart sales representative, right? I observe the customer and I only pop up when the customer needs me instead of like I'm everywhere hovering over. And that usually has the best results and customers are the happiest.
Got it. So what you're actually doing is, because I think originally I was envisioning that this live shopping event happens on one page of your website. But what you're saying is that the live shopping event actually pops up organically throughout the website experience. So it's not living only in one place, requiring people to go to that one spot to view it. You're actually following them. I don't know why I didn't pick up on what you were saying before. It was very simple. But I believe that that's what you're saying, right? Is that your social chat essentially has that product that will follow the consumer throughout the entire website, if it makes sense.
Absolutely. We also have one page that is up there, but exactly to your point, the users don't have the hobbies yet to go to that page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's super cool. Because my next question is actually, all right, I'm a brand, totally sold on it. Also love the fact that this live shopping event is going to be introduced to the website visitor in a very organic way. How do I promote a live shopping event? What advice do you have for promoting live shopping?
Yeah, I think really it's just the same organic way, like how we do content marketing. We just promote the same way, like all these organic ways I said on the website would automatically happen. And also on your social media, on your newsletter, just say, hey, we have a new product. Would you like to learn more? Okay. Right? There is the product page and there is a live Q&A session that you can just come learn about it and deciding if that's for you. And that actually has the best results. Both in conversion, user engagement, and also the branding perspective for the product.
And how often should I do live shopping? Is it based on, I mean, or do you even have recommendations of how often it should be? Should it be just a marketing strategy that's implemented at all times where you're like, every week have a live streaming event or a live shopping event? Is it every month, every quarter? Or is it even something that you can, I don't know, prescribe as like, hey, this is kind of like the sweet spot of how many live shopping events you should have?
Yeah. So what we saw brands most successful, they are doing it on a weekly basis.
Okay.
Or sometimes bi-weekly, just so they keep the content very, very fresh. And that's also when they have enough new customers who want to learn more. Yeah. Because even there's no new products, one amazing thing is we always have new customers. So they always would love to learn more and engage with you. So I see most weekly events and bi-weekly be more successful.
Excellent. And then do you recommend for brands to repurpose that live event? So it's now not live, it's recorded live. And then maybe you push it out to your social, or maybe you push it out to your email, you know, marketing newsletter. Have you seen success in the repurposing of a recorded live?
Absolutely. So what I was talking about, that all these content are recommended throughout the user journey, both in email marketing or the on-site experience. We also do recommend the past events with recorded content, because now we learned what kind of users like this content the most and what content is most relevant to which product.
Yeah.
So with higher confidence, we know where to promote them. And I know it's not so real time and live anymore, but it's still really good educational content that really yeah. make users learn more and end up yeah. making their purchase decisions.
I am such a big fan of that. I am a content marketer, so I love repurposing content because you can't always guarantee that the audience that you wanted to reach is going to be there at the same time in the same place at all times. So you may as well take that really great content and continue to serve that up because it's still useful. And I really appreciate the strategy that you have of or that you've seen other brands have success with running live shopping on a weekly basis. Because you're right, it does need to be fresh. It shouldn't be a video from 6 months ago because we're in a totally different season in 6 months. And depending on your brand, maybe there is some seasonality. So that's some really great advice. So do you think that like then the reason that live shopping can increase your conversion rate is because people are on your website and they're not leaving your website? Because before, because we had talked in a previous conversation about how live shopping can really increase your conversion rate and then also reduce your cart abandonment, which anybody that has an e-commerce store, I think these are magic words to their ears, but how does live shopping play a role in that?
Yeah. Definitely. I think there are a few reasons why it is very important. One is, if I were a new user, I come to a new brand, mm-hmm. I don't really know why I should buy it. So you have about 2 minutes to convince this customer. This is yes. the right place to be, which is very short, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what we found out is once we detect the customer is not really that intrigued within that very first minute or so, by yeah. inviting them to a live event in the future or showing them a past educational video really makes the conversion rate higher. So okay. that's how we save the users who are about to bounce
okay.
Of all the incoming traffic, and increasing the conversion rate is really the incense of both content marketing, like you said, and social proof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When we buy things in the market, I saw 50 people just walk by and all bought the same thing.
Yeah.
I am like so influenced by people. So
yes. Maybe I need that too. I yeah, need that in my life.
We all are to some extent, right? So when we are on the live shopping event, I saw, wow, everyone is buying this color of lipstick.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued too. So that social proof, especially with similar crowd like us, really comfort customers, especially yeah. like doing live. It's so different when you see people are shopping, adding things to cart, asking questions, rather than a static line saying 100 yeah. plus people bought it. It just doesn't feel real, you know?
That also works, but this is, I totally am picking up what you're putting down. The definitely seeing the 100 people is much more impactful than like the words, no matter yeah. how good the font is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is fantastic. I've got one more question for you. Actually, no, I have two more questions. There was one more follow-up question because I'm really curious if you see, okay, so we mentioned that 30 minutes to an hour for a live shopping event, right?
Yes.
I would assume that you have people coming, dropping off, coming on, you know, no one's really sitting there for the entire 60 minutes, or maybe they are. Do you have a good baseline for, on average, if you run like an hour long live shopping, what's a good amount of time people should be staying on there? Is it like you see people staying on for an average of 15 minutes and you're still seeing a ton of success? Or would you say the success comes from them watching 50 plus minutes in an hour? Yeah. In an hour long live shopping event. Does that question make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Okay. So I think the customer distribution really differs. You talk mm-hmm. about Gen Z and all these baby boomers. I did find yeah. out people who are more retired, they have more time yeah. and they want more information before okay. they make a decision versus younger crowds. They tend to make decisions really quickly. One thing I found yeah. out, what really makes a difference is really not the amount of time they were there, but the concurrent people who were there at the time, and they saw how they are making okay. the shopping decisions and that really comforted them. So usually if the user okay. are there for like about 15, 20 minutes, they were already seeing some part of the impact, and that really changed their confidence in the brand in a good way, and then end up like comforting.
Oh, I like that. What kind of analytics do you have at Social Chat to give me all of that information? Would I have, I naturally want all of the numbers so that I can make data-driven decisions, right? Or data-informed decisions. So how much analytics-wise am I getting from implementing a live shopping strategy on my website and more specifically using Social Chat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love numbers. So really just too much numbers all the way from where the users are coming from, what kind of users come for the best to like okay. on the email marketing side, how are they engaging? So you know if they register with a real email. The good news is when people attend live events, they always give you a real email they read often. So we saw higher than 50% of the open rate, which we always never see in any other yeah. marketing channels. And to your point, doing the live minute by minute, when do yeah. people convert? What do they buy? What the actions they were performing? And what yeah. really convert them? So you know the hero moments, you know the co-purchasing moments, you know who are the people who made the commitment to the last click attribution. That what really okay. made users make a purchase, because sometimes it's after the live, the last moment you drop a coupon and then they convert, and that's still good to know. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah, or do you need to sprinkle it throughout? You need to flash it midway, like a quarter way. I think that that is naturally where I'm gravitating towards. I was like, all right, I'm going to need all of the information. You know, at what peaked? If I have like 10 items that I'm showing, where was like a majority of my audience? You know, when did I have the majority of my audience? Is that what I should use in the next time to just kind of structure my next live shopping? I'm so about data and trying to figure out what works for me as my brand. So that's always the advice I give to brands as well too. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Compare yourself to yourself. Create your own baselines and then figure out which knobs to twist and levers to pull. Now, for sure, this is the last question. I apologize. I think I had like 7 last questions for you. It is prediction. I know this is prediction time. How do you see live shopping evolving over the next year?
I think it's going to be huge. For over the last 2 years, live shopping has been growing more than double year over year.
Okay.
And I only see it getting bigger because the customers want it. And also the brands are seeking new ways to do marketing.
Yeah.
And I'll just share one data to so people remember about this podcast. So last year in the Singles Day, there's one of the most famous live streaming artists. I call him artist because he is. He sold out 2.2 billion products within one day of his live, one single live shopping session. I just rephrase it again. 2.2 billion.
Billion. Billion so, with a B.
Yes. and that was just insanely great because that really shows us what people want. And really, we just got to show them.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with me about live shopping. I was not kidding. I could totally geek out on this. I think this is the new frontier. It is the modern day QVC without like the QVC vibes. It's, you know, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It was a really fun conversation. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So clearly, I am obsessed with live shopping, especially from a brand perspective. The opportunity to really engage with your consumers organically on the website, provide value through education, and creating a positive experience is, to me, a no-brainer. The only thing that could really take it to the next level is, you've guessed it, this is what I'm going to say, creators. Whether they are hosting it on your site with you or they're executing it for you. I think also of the conversation, the thing that really stood out of what Frost was saying from the chat was how long live shopping events are. 30 minutes I get, but also 60 minutes. My thought of filling 60 minutes with products and engagement is extremely impressive. I'm going to have to start attending more of those events, no one tell my husband, to really get a peek at what's working for these brands who are implementing live shopping strategies. Want to hear more? Be sure to subscribe to the Grin Gets Real podcast to get the latest episode. Give us some stars, I wouldn't mind five, and leave us a review. Connect with me on social. You can find me on LinkedIn. Just look up Katya Allison. And if you're interested in learning more about Grin, visit our website at grin.co. Until next time, keep grinning.